The following program is a presentation of CRN Digital Talk Radio and Les Kincaid. And now it's time for Wines du Jour with your host, Chef Les Kincaid.
Thank you for joining us on Wines du Jour. We're broadcast this time from an upscale restaurant called Pancho Mexican Restaurant in downtown Summerlin. What a beautiful place. Our wines tonight, there's three of them as usual. It comes to us from the Alexander Valley Vineyards. And I have to tell you, you're going to love the lady that we're going to talk to here in a few moments. Her name is Katie Murphy. And she's one of the owners and part of the family and been around for quite a bit of time, so she can tell us just about anything we want to know. I want to thank you for your inquiring emails sent from your home country, from all around the world, from the East Coast, from the Left Coast, from France, Baja California, Australia, just about everywhere. Welcome. Our in-house special guests tonight are both hungry and thirsty, and they're looking at me like, when are we going to get to eat? But we just took out, because we're in a Mexican restaurant, you can't have Mexican food without salsa and chips, and that's what everybody is chowing down on as we speak. Our program broadcasts, remembering at each broadcast that we reflect why we're here, and that is, wine is food. A meal is a meal, but with a glass of wine, it's a celebration. From casual gatherings to formal affairs, wine celebrates any event. Remembering on this show that we discover lots of information about taste and flavor, and we enjoy good food and pair it with excellent wines right here, because wine is bottled poetry. Wines du Jour food and wine radio broadcast is distributed in all 50 states, all around the world via radio, CRN Digital Talk Radio Network, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio, AHA Radio, and on several worldwide internet systems all around the globe. We're also available on podcast and free on iTunes, so listen to Wonder Radio or Warp Radio. You're listening to Wines du Jour. I'm your host, Les Kincaid, so don't touch that radio dial. We'll be back with fun, information, and great taste right here on Wines du Jour. But first, I want to introduce you to the lady that is owner and brand ambassador for our featured winery this evening. That's Alexander Valley Vineyards, and that is Katie Murphy. Katie, are you there?
I am here. Thank you, Les.
You bet. Hey, thank you very much for taking time out to be with us this evening. I appreciate it. Tell us a little bit about your winery.
Alexander Valley Vineyards. Excuse me, I have a little bit of a cold tonight, so I'm sounding a little funny, but we'll make the best of it. Alexander Valley Vineyards is in northern Sonoma County, about 70 miles north of San Francisco, in the heart of the Alexander Valley, which is a great appellation in Sonoma County. We started our winery in 1975, but before that, my parents purchased the Alexander Family Homestead in 1962. So we are on the historic site of the Alexander family and Cyrus Alexander, who the valley is named after.
Uh-huh. Well, that sounds pretty good. Now, you and your husband also are kind of like in a business on your own. Am I not correct?
We have vineyard of our own. We grow grapes, which we sell to our winery. Alexander Valley Vineyards is family-owned, with my two brothers and myself and all our children being partners, some of whom work there, some don't. But it's definitely very much a family business.
Yeah. Well, that's a good thing. Well, Alexander Valley Vineyards has been one of my favorites for an awful long time. We love it. You've got a beautiful tasting room, and you also have a program. Could you tell us a little bit about your program? If you're interested in buying the wines directly from the winery, how do they go about doing that?
Our website is
acwine.com. Katie, before you tell me, we're going to have to go to a commercial break. So if you'll hang on, you can give us the update when we come back. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back coast to coast and around the world on the internet right here on Wines du Jour in Las Vegas, Nevada. Welcome back you're having a great time at Pancho's Mexican Restaurant in downtown Summerlin. That's in Las Vegas area, if you didn't know. That is, of course, in the state of Nevada. If you haven't been to Las Vegas for a while, shame on you. You need to do that. But more importantly, I want you to hear what my guest this evening, coming to us from Alexander Valley Vineyards up in Sonoma County, which Alexander Valley Vineyards, if I'm not mistaken, Katie, is just 2 miles northeast of Healdsburg. Am I correct?
Correct. We're just east of Healdsburg, about 10 minutes outside of Healdsburg, a great town, lots of great food and wineries in the area.
Well, that's for sure. Before I rudely interrupted you, before we went to a break, you were telling us a little bit about your tasting room and how people can actually order wine directly from you online. Tell us a little bit about that, if you would.
Our website is avvwine.com. We have ability there to order retail mail-order wines. We have 2 wine clubs, an estate club with a monthly shipment, and a reserve club that has 6 wines that ship every other month. So there's lots of opportunity for buying wine there. Our tasting room is open every day from 10 to 5. We have regular tours of our wine caves and of the vineyards. We're one of the few wineries in the area, or maybe in Northern California, that does not charge for tasting. We have a reserve tasting that we charge for, but we have a complimentary tasting every day of at least 5 wines.
So that's wonderful. Listen, I know you have some special events that you do, and if I'm not mistaken, you've got something coming up featuring one of the wines that we're having this evening, the Cyrus. You have a nice dinner coming in March. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, our Cyrus dinner showcases our release of Cyrus, which is our Bordeaux blend, which is barrel-aged for 2 years and bottle-aged for at least a year before we release it. It's the only time during the year when we actually have a dinner in our wine cave, and it's very special. We'll be releasing the 2012. It's Saturday, March 19th. Information is available on our website, avvwine.com. It's a really special event, and family members are there, and our winemaker is there, and I recommend checking it out.
Well, you know, the last time we were at your winery, which has been probably a year ago, we had some wine and cheese pairing that you offered. Are you still offering that?
We still are offering wine and cheese pairing by reservation. It's usually 5 different local Sonoma or Marin County cheeses with 5 different wines. And we set that up for you at one of our tables in the tasting room or on our porch. And you're able to taste all the different cheeses with all the different wines. It's really fascinating. It's a great learning experience for people who want to learn more about how different wines taste with different kinds of foods.
Well, the first wine that we're tasting as we speak is your 2014 Alexander Valley Vineyards Chardonnay. It's delicious, and I also have, and you probably don't know, but I quite often on the show, that Chardonnay in general is not a very friendly wine to go with food. This wine happens to be food friendly. I can't wait for the pairing that's coming out of the kitchen here in about 5 or 10 minutes for us to pair with that Chardonnay.
I would love to hear about that because I never know what to serve with Mexican food. So it sounds like that could be really fun. This is a Chardonnay that is 70% stainless steel fermented and 30% barrel fermented. So you get a lot of fresh fruit and very forward fruit and just a small amount of oak in the undertone of the Chardonnay.
Coming from the oak, citrus flavors. It really has a beautiful combination that would just match perfectly with food. And I'll just tell you, even though it hasn't been brought out yet from the kitchen, but it will be shortly, we're having a nice piece of salmon. And with the salmon, we're going to put on top of the salmon mango salsa. So if that doesn't get you hungry, I don't know what will. And I just know without having it in front of me to taste it, it's going to be a perfect pairing, too.
That sounds great. Yeah, it goes with all kinds of different fish. Cream sauces, pastas, chicken dishes, pork dishes. It's really a very versatile Chardonnay. A good amount of acid to keep it bright and fresh. And we do quite a good business with it.
Yeah, that makes it perfect as far as I'm concerned. One of my favorite things, and I think this particular Chardonnay, roast chicken, whole roasted chicken. I have to tell you, there isn't anything, if it's done properly, that tastes much better than that. It's hard to believe unless you've had one like it, but it would pair very, very well with this, I think, without any question whatsoever. Did you say the Malinaki fermentation was about 6 to 8 months in the oak?
It's about 6 months in the oak with fermenting in the barrel, just the 30% that's fermented in the barrel, a little bit of malolactic fermentation, and then the stainless steel fermented and the barrel fermented are blended together. This is usually about an $18 retail and really a perfect kind of everyday Chardonnay for drinking.
Very good. And the price is very, very nice. It's a very worthy drink, that's for sure. No question about it.
Alexander Valley is a great growing region, and we have the Russian River flows through Alexander Valley. We have cool spots, and warm spots.
That's
so
true.
I
understand.
A lot of different varieties.
And not to mention that you're not very far from another very good area in the Sonoma Valley, and that's the Russian River Valley. So between those two places, probably 80% of all the good wines that come out of Sonoma, the grapes are grown in those two areas. Do you agree with that?
Well, you have, I think, 13 different appellations and sub-appellations in Sonoma County.
Right.
So you have, it's just great growing region for grapes. It's a great growing region for produce and food and cheese and lots of other things. Really an ideal climate for agriculture.
Now, your parents actually bought the winery back about 1962, is that correct?
They bought the property, but there was nothing on it but the original Alexander home and the Alexander adobe and the Alexander schoolhouse and the family cemetery. So there was no winery and no vineyard. They started from scratch in the mid-60s. And then we started the winery in 1975.
Well, it takes a while to grow the grapes. How did you go about deciding what varietals to plant where?
At that time, we talked to several consultants and hired a young vineyard manager. We actually planted 4 white varieties and 4 red varieties. Those have changed over the years because tastes have changed and winemaking styles and growing practices have changed. But we have come to learn that while Chardonnay and Cabernet and Zinfandel do very well there, that a wide number of grapes grow well in Alexander Valley.
That's really good. Have you noticed in the past few years that a number of families have pulled up the vines and planted the different varietals because they were actually planted where the territory wasn't as good as it should have been for that particular varietal?
Not too much because of the growing area. It's really more economic. If you can make more money growing Cabernet Sauvignon than you can growing Chenin Blanc or Riesling, then you're probably going to replant to Cabernet Sauvignon. So you see a little bit more of that. That doesn't mean all ground in Alexander Valley is good for Cabernet, but it tends to do very well there. And Cabernets from Alexander Valley, which I think you'll taste when you get to the Syrus, don't tend to be big, fat, tannic wines. They're very well balanced, very even wines, a lot of fruit, but a lot of backbone, too. So you do see some of that, but it's really quite a varied area, and there are a lot of different varieties that grow here.
Great. Well, that's good information. You know, a lot of people think best wines in America are grown in the Napa Valley. I have to tell you, that's not necessarily 100% true, because Sonoma has some damn good wines, and they win all kinds of awards literally all around the world, some in blind tastings. I remember a few years back, a gentleman that actually worked in Napa Valley took some of his Chardonnay over to France, and after all the blind tasting was done and so on, he won the award for Chardonnay, and it just pissed off the French people, you can't believe. But the important thing to mention in addition to that, that a lot of people aren't aware of, is even though the Chardonnay was bottled in Napa, it's grown in your area, the Sonoma County. True?
That's correct, and actually that one of those vineyards is right next door to us. It's been a grape growing area for a long time, and some of the best wines are, I mean, everybody grows very good grapes up here, and I think agriculturally we have such a rich area. We have great weather, we have great soil, we have lots of water, and so you really are, when you're talking about quality in this area, you're talking about the best of the best, the top of the pyramid. And frankly, in California wines these days, there aren't too many bad wines made. You get what you pay for, and quality has just gotten better and better and better over the last 40 years.
Right. Well, that's for sure. And Alexander Valley Vineyard is something everybody should know. I know you like to use the abbreviation of AVV, and that's the way, if you want to send them an email, you would do that through avvwine.com. That would be to information or to Katie, if you'd like, or KM, I guess. You use it, not the name Katie, but her initials KM. So
that's
if you
correct.
Want to send her an email, ask her a question, make it out to KM@avvwines.com. That's pretty simple and very good. Listen, Katie, I want to thank you very much for taking time out. I don't want to spend all night here. I know you've got other things to do. But I appreciate, first of all, your hospitality and allowing us to discover three of the great wines that Alexander Valley Vineyards makes. And I need to tell people that they can find it in almost any retail wine store all across the country. It's not just in Sonoma. But if you would like, you can always inquire, go to their website. Alexander Valley Vineyards is a good name. So remember that when you're looking for a good wine. They've got, I think, about 10 or 12 different varietals. Am I right? How many do you have?
Including what we only sell in the tasting room, we have about 18 different varietals, and you can find them all on the website. We are nationally distributed, and the website has lists of our distributors in every state by state.
Great. Well, that's an important thing. Again, I want to thank you very much for your hospitality. That's Katie Murphy, who is the owner and brand ambassador for Alexander Valley Vineyards in Sonoma, California. And again, for those of you that might not know, Sonoma is a county that sits just above the San Francisco Bay Area. So if you go over to San Francisco, you can always drive north and be able to get over to the Alexander Valley Vineyards and do a nice tasting. You'll definitely be happy for doing that. We've got to go to a break. Thanks again, Katie. I'll let you go, and we'll be back coast to coast and around the world. We return right here on Wines du Jour. Well, a nice little Mexican restaurant. Here at Pancho's Mexican Restaurant in downtown Summerlin in Las Vegas area. And I have the assistant manager. I grabbed her from the middle of the floor here. This place is busy. You guys do a heck of a job here. Mallory Nathan is the lady's name. and she's going to spend a little bit of time with us this evening. And Mallory, thank you very much for your hospitality and allowing us to come over here and taste some of your food and discover such a beautiful, beautiful Mexican restaurant.
Oh, you're very welcome, Les. Thank you for coming here and joining us. This is
you bet.
A pleasure.
Now, Poncho's Downtown Summerlin is just one of how many different Poncho's are there?
There's only one other Poncho's. Our first Poncho's is located in Southern California in Manhattan Beach, and we have been there for just about 40 years now. So
is
it's
that
a staple
right?
there.
Well, the way I like to think of it is Poncho is an experience and not just a restaurant. Because this is a dining experience or a luncheon experience.
Yes, absolutely.
So if you haven't been there, you need to search it out. And it's in the downtown Summerlin area. That is a shopping mall, if you will, in the western part of Las Vegas, and it's beautiful. It contains what I think is very old, beautiful antiques and lots of artifacts around here. Tell us a little bit about some of that.
Yes, absolutely. We have a lot of artifacts in our restaurant that date back to the 1800s. The doors at our entrance are from a Pennsylvania mansion from the 1800s. Our stained glass windows are also from the 1800s. If you check out our cantina area, our bar is from southern France, and it was owned by the famous Rothschild family. We also have a bunch of historic donkey wagons located throughout our restaurant.
Well, first of all, it's not just refried beans at this place, I'm telling you. You know, that's what a lot of people think of in Mexican restaurants, and I have to tell you, there's an awful lot of Mexican restaurants in the western part of the United States, but there aren't that many that we would brag about. This is one that we would brag about. This is not only a beautiful place, but the service here is excellent. The people that work here, all they want to do is to make you feel better. So whatever it takes to make you feel better, that's what they want to do. And I'm not making this up. This is an absolute fact. Not to mention a very extensive menu. Again, most Mexican restaurants have the enchiladas, the tacos, and so on. Your menu keeps going on and on and on because it's authentic.
Yes, we really pride ourselves on some of our menu items that we have here. Some of these menu items have been on the menu for the past 38 years, and we pride ourselves on all the fresh ingredients that we use, and everything is made here in-house.
You also have a private room, and this second floor, I haven't been up to see it, but I know it's got to be beautiful. Tell us a little bit about what we could do if you're having a birthday party, a Christmas party, a holiday gathering, office party, whatever the case may be, if they wanted to come to Poncho's.
Yes, we welcome all types of different events here. We have plenty of space to hold large gatherings. We have an upstairs that seats just about 70 people, and it's on a whole balcony that overlooks the whole bottom floor of our restaurant.
Wow.
We also have our library room, which we're in right now, and this is another great room for private parties. And we do. We love to hold events and do birthdays and corporate events, whatever you'd like to do.
Perfect space for you, I can tell you. If you haven't found or discovered Poncho's at this point, make sure that you do and then check it out. And you can always ask for Mallory. She's here 24/7 just about. She can answer your questions and you get all the information that you want. Now, in addition to being a Mexican restaurant with fine food and so on, I want to just mention for all of you that, you know, we're in the entertainment capital of the world. So I think Poncho's decided, hey, we're going to do some entertaining too. So if I'm not mistaken, correct me if I'm wrong, on Monday night, you have Monday night football. On Tuesdays, you have karaoke. And I know we have a few people in our audience that are karaoke fans. On Wednesday, you have comedy night.
Oh, Wednesday, we actually have a solo artist. His name is Danny Wild, and he comes and performs. He plays the piano and the guitar. He is fabulous. And then Thursday nights are our new comedy nights.
Oh, I see. Okay. And then you also have a rock and roll band that plays periodically. And
yes.
Are people allowed to dance here?
Oh, absolutely. We welcome dancing. We do live rock and roll on Fridays and Saturdays.
That sounds crazy, doesn't it? So you can come and have a heck of a meal and lose all the calories without leaving the building. That's not a bad thing.
Not a bad thing.
I like that. Okay, Poncho's, what is the theory? The people in the kitchen are doing, you know, it's easy to get Mexican food, and everybody says, yeah, authentic. We've got refried beans, and we've got rice. And tarcos, as my carpenter friend used to call it, tarcos instead of tacos. But there's so many other things there. So they have to learn how to make all the sauces from scratch, all that sort of thing. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Oh, yes. Everything's made from scratch. We have a huge recipe book. Some are still kept secret. We don't like to share all the recipes. But every sauce here is made fresh. We have over 7 different salsas and sauces that we use. We have tons of specialty items that go much further than just tacos and enchiladas. We have a bunch of fresh seafood. We use lobster and crab and shrimp and scallops. So everything here, like I said, is fresh and all made here.
Unbelievable. That's good. You know, the only thing that's in a can is tomato juice, you know? That's what we've got to do. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about number 21, which is Sends In. Be back in a minute. Welcome back to Wine Du Jour. We're having a good time here at Poncho's Mexican Restaurant in downtown Summerlin. And we're going to wine number two. Before I talk about wine number two, I want to remind you about wine number one. Wine number one was a 2014 Alexander Valley Vineyards estate-grown and bottled Chardonnay. Retails for about $18, and you can find it all over the country. And let me tell you, write down what I told you so you don't forget it, and go to your retail store in the next couple days and buy a couple bottles. You'll be very happy that you did. And some of the things that I haven't really talked too much about, although I did mention roasted chicken, I think this is going to be a delicious wine with to take a whole chicken and roast it in the oven. Doing it properly, if you will, there's no real trick to it, but you have to do it, you know, the right way, and it'll be the most delicious thing you've had to eat. But this goes also very well with fish, especially if it has some kind of a lemon sauce. Well, here the chef decided to do it a step up, and instead of taking something like salmon, which he used, he made himself a nice little mango salsa to go on top of that salmon, along with some fresh veggies. Vegetables are always good, so how bad was that with this Chardonnay? Absolutely wonderful. Okay, to wine number two. It's called Sin Zin. You know, we're supposed to be in Sin City, which is a bunch of, I don't know what you want to call it, but it's not something I agree with, using that term even, because it's not even close to true. But Sin Zin is what the Alexander Valley Vineyards call their Zinfandel. And this is a 2012 Zinfandel from Alexander Valley Vineyards. And it has, boy, the taste of this, I think, is just delicious. It's got a nice, lush fruit taste to it. It has some raspberries, some red cherry, a little bit of plum. And then one of the unique things about it, which makes it, I think, very, very tasty to go along with food, which they're going to be serving here in a second, and I'll tell you about it, is a little bit of black pepper. Now, there's some vanilla involved, and we all know, if you've listened to the show at all, that vanilla flavor comes strictly from the oak barrels that the wine is aged in. Vanilla does not come with grapes in any way, shape, or form. You can't get a vanilla flavor without aging it in oak. So, anyway, what they've done here is, because we're in a Mexican restaurant, we have to do a little taco pastor. Now, pastor just tells you in American that it's a pork taco. Taco pastor, okay? And what else can I say? Shredded pork in a tortilla with some of the other goodies. They've laid it out where you can see what you're eating. And I'm telling you, it's going to be so tasty. Make sure when you take a taste of this taco that you also taste a little sip of this Sin Zin and see if you don't say, man, it does work really well together. That's what it's all about. Now, I was going to ask you, if I could, Mallory, a little wine list that you have. Lots of wine. Do you sell a lot of wine, or do most people drink beer with Mexican food?
We do have a nice wine list here, a nice variety. But here at Poncho's, we're mostly famous for our margaritas. So we have a great house margarita, and we are also famous for our Naughty Maggie.
Uh-oh.
People also know that as the Cadillac margarita, but we have some great flavors. So we do sell wine, but it is mostly the margaritas here.
Yeah, well, I mean, I understand that. Margarita is all over Mexico, too. You go down to Mexico, we do this show down in Ensenada. We do it in Rosarito Beach, and so on. And everybody's got a margarita on the table and sitting in front of them, not just in the bar, not just in the entertainment area, but in the dining room as well. So I don't know how margaritas taste with certain kinds of food, but I can tell you the wine tastes very good with it. So you might want to ask your food server to suggest maybe a glass of wine to go with your dinner, and then a margarita before, during, or after, or all three, as far as that goes, to go along with your experience here at this beautiful restaurant, which is Pancho's. That's P-A-N-C-H-O, Pancho's, Mexican restaurant in downtown Summerlin. Well, we're just having a really good time here, and I'm telling you, the food is good. What do you guys think of this Sin Zin? Pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Very nice. You know, some people think that Zinfandel is too sweet. Well, that's because they've been drinking that white stuff. That's not what we call Zinfandel. Yeah, it is. It's Zinfandel. It's made from the Zinfandel grapes, just like the Zinfandel wine is. But what the difference is, and why it's kind of a pinkish color, is that when they squeeze the meat and the seeds and the stems and the juice, put them all together and let them macerate, as we call it, for a given period of time, and the color from the skins and some of the meat actually goes in and changes the color of the grape juice, because you may or may not know, but grape juice is clear or white, let's call it. That's whether it's a red grape or a green grape or a yellow grape. It doesn't make any difference. The juice is all clear. And in order to get the color, then they throw the skins and the meat and the seeds back into the juice and allow it to macerate for a given period of time. And one of the things that they did when they came up with the white Zinfandel concept is allow it to macerate for a much shorter period of time. So it becomes pink instead of nice, deep, bold red like it's supposed to be, and it saved Sutter Home's life, because they were about to go bankrupt when somebody there in the winery decided they were going to do the new thing called white Zinfandel. And boy, it lit up like crazy. And the reason it lit up is pretty simple, frankly. It's a wine that's still sweet, and people that are growing up and just turning 21 or just, you know, in their early 20s that haven't really discovered much wine, something that's close to Pepsi and Coke and 7-Up is a white Zinfandel. It wasn't a big, strange move, so they thought that was pretty decent. And then as time progresses, they got into, you know, the regular, the Merlots and the Cabernets and so on. Got to go to a break. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back coast to coast and around the world on the internet right here at Pancho's Mexican Restaurant in Las Vegas, Nevada. Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're having a good time here at Pancho's Mexican Restaurant, and we're trying wine number two, which I call Sin Zin, which is an Alexander Valley 2012 Zinfandel. And I told you before we went to the break, Al Pastor is the name of the taco that we've had. That little pork is pretty tasty, isn't it? Very, very nice. Now, I want to mention some things about Zinfandel, because Zinfandel is one of my favorite red wines, I have to admit. And I wrote down a few things that I like to have Zinfandel with, and one of them is barbecue, or ribs, if you will. Pulled pork, everybody knows about pulled pork, even McDonald's has pulled pork sandwiches, so you know about pulled pork. Zinfandel pairs very well with pulled pork. Also, burgers. I mean, I don't know what's happened or why, but the last couple, 3-4 years, burgers have gone crazy all across America. There's probably 15 different burger places that they never thought they'd want to have a burger joint, and now they're everywhere. And I guess that's good. If you like burgers, that's a good thing. But what I like, again, like I told you earlier with the Chardonnay, is roast chicken. Roast chicken with Zinfandel is actually a very good mix, but most people don't think of it because red wine with white meat, you know, the chicken. But also lamb. I love lamb. In fact, I'm having a little dinner party tomorrow evening at my home, and I'm serving a leg of lamb. And along with that is some Zinfandel. that I've been holding off on back in the 90s when it was first put in the bottle. So it should be a pretty good evening. But lamb is one of my favorite meats to consume. And a lot of people say, lamb, oh, no, it's got some kind of a weird, wild taste to it. Well, folks, if you think that, you have never had lamb, or you haven't had it for at least 20 years, because lamb has not had a weird change in taste at all. Because it used to, let me just tell you real quick how that works. Lamb that you buy in the store today is 6 months old or less. That's just the way it is. But what used to be, lamb was 2 years old or less. That put a little bit of age on the lamb, and you could taste it. And that's what people said, I don't like lamb, and that's why. That's all history. They don't do that anymore. You cannot buy a year or two-year-old lamb anywhere. They're all ready to eat at 6 months or less. Fresh, young, tender, and very, very tasty. So do yourself a favor, if nothing else, the next time you go to your local butcher shop, get a few lamb chops just to taste it out. Throw it in a skillet or put it on a grill. Don't overcook it. And don't look for mint sauce. That's for weenies. You know, melt a little butter, put a little garlic with it, and add that on top of the lamb, and it'll be 10 times better. Mint jelly is almost a sin to. So you don't see it on too many, certainly in no real good restaurants, but you'll see it every once in a while on a restaurant menu. That just means they're not up to date. So that, I'm just saying, don't do that. Anyway, I've just seen this 2012 Sin Zin is an excellent one. We got to go to a break here in a couple minutes, but before we do, I want to talk about wine number three, because we're starting to run out of time. Wine number three is a very exclusive, very, very beautiful combination of the following. Listen to me now, because I'm going to tell you a lot of names. It's 58% Cabernet Sauvignon. That's just a little over half. But it's 22% Cabernet Franc. Okay? Then 10% Merlot, or for those of you in Texas, Merlot. 6% Malbec, which I think goes so well when you're blending red wines, and then 4% Petit Verdot. Now, these are all different varietals, and all of these are put together in this percentage, and it has turned out to be outstanding. Now, this is called Alexander Valley Vineyards Cyrus, spelled C-Y-R-U-S. If you can find it in the store, it's going to cost you about $60 a bottle. It is delicioso. And when you see what the chef has put together to taste with this, you're going to say, wow, that sounds so good. And I'm going to wait until they actually deliver it before you get all carried away. But I can just tell you that it's a beef product. And, of course, beef and this combination of varietals is very, very good. So take a little sip of water and kind of clear your mouth out before you taste this Cyrus, and you'll say, wow, what a beautiful glass of wine. It's really very nice. So what does it taste like? Well, it tastes like cassis. If you are familiar with cassis, it's not uncommon to have it in red wine. But this, has a lot of cassis, a lot of plum, which is also good. Red fruit, or black fruit, as we tend to say in the wine business, is pretty part of it. And it's a bit spicy, which is what makes it, to me, overall tastes really great. All those different varietals together with a little bit of spicy flavor to it goes really well. And then, of course, you're going to find a little bit of that vanilla, because they've actually aged all of these varietals independently in oak for a period of time and then blended it. Now, just so that you know, the way they come up with these blends, about 58% cab and 22 cab franc, etc., is that they sit in a laboratory and they have glasses with some Cabernet and some all the different varietals that they're going to taste, and they start tasting the separate ones and say, well, I think this is going to taste better if I add a little Merlot to it. So they add it and they keep track of it, and by the time it's all finished, they get a wine they think is delicious, and then they have the percentages of how it all happened. Takes some time, and it takes somebody with a pretty good palate. So everybody in the wine business does not have a great palate. All customers don't have a great palate. That's just the way it is. All you have to do is enjoy wine, and I say wine is food. Be back in just a few moments. Welcome back to Wines Du Jour. We're having a good time here at this beautiful, and I mean beautiful, Pancho's Mexican restaurant. And one of the unique things is I talked to you a little bit earlier, and Mallory explained in more detail, is about the uniqueness of having the antiques and so many other unique things here in a restaurant you don't find in a typical Mexican restaurant. You know, you might see a picture of Pancho Villa, and that's about it in a Mexican restaurant. But here, it's actually a beautiful place to look at. So you could walk around and kind of gawk if you wanted to, in addition to having some wonderful food and good service. I wanted to mention a couple things about this Cyrus. Number one, people asked me during the break, how much is the alcohol content? Because, you know, constantly I talk about high alcohol content is not so good to pair with food. Well, this is beautiful. It's actually very low. It's 14.3. That is very low, and especially with these different varietals. Now, to go back for just a second with the Sin Zin is 14.7. And generally, Zinfandel is much higher in alcohol automatically, in case you didn't know it. So it's typically around 15.5%. So having it at 14.7 is actually a good thing. And so the 14.3 for the Cyrus is very good. And I wanted to mention a couple things about what kind of food it goes with. This has got such a great diversity because of its taste. Even though it's 60 bottle, you can pair it with some things. I don't know about you, but I love prime rib. This and prime rib were made for each other. Also, back to what I said about the Zin is lamb. This goes so well with lamb, whether it's lamb chops or roasted lamb or shoulder or whatever the case may be. And then, of course, if you're a typical red-blooded American, you love steak. And you want to know what good wine to have with a good steak. Well, Cabernet Sauvignon is typical with steak. Most everybody, that's what they pair it with, and they're not so far off. But here, because of the blend between the Cab and the Cab Franc and the Merlot and the Malbec and the Petit Verdot, it just naturally goes with the steak. And a couple people say, how do you make a good steak? Well, let me just give you a real quick rundown before we run out of time here. And that is, first of all, anytime you're going to cook, whether it's on the grill, in a skillet, in the oven, poach it, whatever it might be, whether it's meat or vegetable, it should come out of refrigeration at least 30 minutes before you're going to cook it. Please don't make the mistake of taking a steak out of the refrigerator, putting it on the grill, and expecting it to be tender. It ain't going to happen. It just ain't going to happen. 39 degrees in your refrigerator and 600 degrees on your... It's just not going to work out. It's going to be all tight and tense. And that just ruined the steak. So take it out. Give it a chance to come to room temperature. That's really the key. Then the second thing is only put pepper on the steak. Do not put salt on the steak when you're ready to cook it. Put the salt on your steak when it comes off the grill. Okay? So that's just a hint. And then I always like a little melted butter that when you get it all finished, take it off, put it on a plate, and pour a little melted butter over the top of it, and you'll be fine. If you like, feta cheese or, you know, blue cheese, one of those, that's a whole different story. I want to thank you for listening to Wines Du Jour, the wine program coming to you this show from Pancho's Mexican Restaurant in Las Vegas. We're America's number one syndicated wine and radio show, and we broadcast each week at this very same time, the very same station that you're listening to, or you can go to leskincaid.com and choose any of the previous shows 24/7. If you've enjoyed tonight's program, tell everybody you know and tune in next week. If you just want to know more about my favorite subject, you can log on to leskincaid.com or winesdujour.com or go to Facebook or Twitter and find out all the current updates. Mallory Nathan has been an assistant manager here at Poncho. She's been my guest this evening. We have been pleased to have her. Also, I want to thank my radio broadcast engineer, Jeremy Knight, for all of his work. Thanks for choosing and listening to Wines du Jour from the Left Coast, from the East Coast, from all around the world on the Internet, from Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm Les Kincaid.